This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
You can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features that you will find there. They are completely free. We've already talked a lot about the supposed government shutdown thing. You're certainly still welcome to comment on that. But we got into what I would say is a much more important story. This is about the potential for an internet sales tax to be able to be imposed upon businesses by state governments.
For businesses that do not have a physical presence in that state.
Right.
So if you live in the state here that is being challenged is South Dakota.
Right.
So if you live in South Dakota and you order something from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
The state of South Carolina wants Amazon to collect a sales tax.
South Dakota?
What did I say?
You said South Carolina.
South Dakota. You called it South Korea. Where,
I know. I'm just
South
saying.
Something.
We got to correct each other.
I think all three of us have messed it up a couple times here.
We talk on the radio, and sometimes you get things wrong.
Yeah, yes. It's a live medium. You can't go back and edit it.
Well, you could go back and edit it, but most people don't take the time to do that.
There are people that go through and edit, and they've made soundboards of stupid things that have been said by me, you, and Mark.
Oh, man, that's so great. And then there's also Riley Blake, who actually goes through the show and edits the Daily Digest down, which we haven't mentioned in a while. So
I was going to say, is that still happening?
He's back at it. He took a week off for the holiday season, and he's every single day.
Wow.
Going strong for, I think, more than a year at this point with the Free Talk Live Daily Digest, where he basically trims down. We do a three-hour radio show with, you know, full commercials, news breaks. You trim down our normal podcast, trims out the commercial breaks and the news breaks, so you end up with like a two-hour, just solid block of content out of the three-hour show. And then Riley takes that two-hour block of audio content and whittles it down to like 20 or 30 minutes. So it makes it a lot easier for people with, let's say, a short commute who just don't have enough time in their day to listen to a full two-hour-long podcast. He kind of gives them what he considers to be the best of that show. So you can go and check that out at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's where we have all of our RSS feeds there that you can subscribe to. Again, that's feeds.freetalklive.com. So, Daryl, you were continuing to explain kind of what was going on with the state of South Dakota. They had a law passed that said, okay, businesses, if you do more than $100,000 worth of business, and it's not clear whether they meant in South Dakota.
Or more than 200 transactions per calendar year.
Right. So whichever one is,
right.
That you qualify for, then you have to start collecting sales tax. And it's not clear as to whether or not they're saying this is, you know, is this true of all businesses that have clients in South Dakota, or is this true of only their clients? Sorry, is it true of only the clients in South Dakota that they have to collect sales tax for, or do they have to collect sales tax for more than that?
Right, and I've actually just now pulled up something from SCOTUS blog, so I'm going to try going through some of the court filings to see exactly, you know, how applicable this is.
The other question was the $100,000. Is it $100,000 in sales nationwide or worldwide or South Dakota-wide? Or is it 200 sales to South Dakota or 200 nationwide? Or, you know, what's
right.
the scope?
That's what I'm trying
right,
to
right.
find.
Right. So,
well, I have to say, guys, if you're in South Dakota, you will be off you will no longer be able to purchase from Think Penguin if this...
Really?
If this goes through,
you guys are going to blacklist South Dakota.
I will blacklist South Dakota.
But wait a minute. This could affect many more states.
And I will probably slowly start to blacklist more and more states if that happens.
Because you said this story from Bloomberg claims 35 states are backing South Dakota, yeah. which is trying to overturn a different Supreme Court case,
right.
which said that the state governments can only charge sales tax or only have internet companies charge sales tax if they have a physical presence in the state.
The reason I would have to do this is because our business is simply not a large enough to have to take into account sales taxes for every state.
It's not just states. There's also, in some states, there's a county tax, a municipal tax. Yep. There are a total of 9,600 tax jurisdictions that have a sales tax.
It's simply not feasible to... So I've actually operated businesses in a number of states, and some states are just horrendous. Like, you can't even operate a business legally for all practical purposes.
Right.
I'll give you an example. So in New Orleans... if you were to set up any kind of business that goes out and somebody does a repair on your home or, you know, where you move around a little bit, even within just the New Orleans metro area, there are three different cities technically, all with their own sales taxes. And then, besides just that, there is a parish tax.
Which is the same thing as a county, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing as a county. Okay. And then it might even be multiple counties because it's split or something, but like it gets really complicated.
So it's a patchwork tax nightmare, basically.
Yeah, and then there's also a state tax, a sales tax, and then it gets really confusing because there are certain things that get taxed and certain things that won't get taxed. Some things, the exact same thing, it will be taxed under certain conditions but not other conditions. And I'll give you an example of this. If you run wire inside a wall, either it gets taxed. I don't remember exactly what the details
is. One of them does,
but if you run outside the wall, it doesn't. Yeah,
and there are some to.
And there's also sales tax holidays now.
Oh,
to take this to a different level, Twix candy bar.
Yeah.
If it is sold in the bread aisle in some states, it is not taxed as candy. It is taxed as regular food or exempt from tax because there's flour.
It's a cookie.
There's flour. But if it's in the candy aisle or in that impulse buy area,
then it's
taxed as candy.
And where is this?
Various states that tax, because some states will not tax, certain foods that are deemed to be essential, but then candy is subject to sales tax, and it's really weird.
Mm.
Yeah. And before we jump back into your article from Bloomberg, the Jewelers of America, along with 9 other retail trade associations, filed an amicus brief with the U.S. Supreme Court in support of the state of South Carolina or South Dakota.
What?
Yeah, because they see these big online retailers aren't paying tax. They're hurting us, the small business. They have an unfair advantage. We need to level the playing field.
This is absolutely absurd because do you have any idea how many small businesses have resulted from the internet? A heck of a lot more probably than have resulted from Main Street, over the past 20 years since, the internet's become a thing, right?
Yeah, but why would they care about that?
The Jewelers Association.
These are the big businesses who, Best Buy.
This benefits.
Whoever.
This benefits big business.
The Jewelers Association says that, in effect, they become the showrooms.
Yeah,
for
that's true.
Online merchant. So you go into K Jewelers and you look around
that's
and
the
then
truth.
You go try to buy it on Amazon.
Isn't that true though? People do that.
It can be, but there's also a lot of stuff you can't even order offline. You have to go online for it.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So, I don't know. I mean, just because it's true sometimes doesn't necessarily make it always true.
I'm not saying it's always true.
Yeah.
But it's definitely true that people who shop online have gone into a physical retail location
and
utilized their, showroom, which costs money to operate and heat and light and everything like that, and then walk out and then go buy the thing online.
So, interestingly enough, there are ways that businesses have gotten around some of those things by changing model numbers or having specific model numbers for retail and specific model numbers for online.
Mm.
And, or even just specific model numbers for businesses. If you've ever noticed, there's a lot of products out there, and you probably haven't noticed. I know because I'm I'm a business owner, and I know these kind of things.
You sell products
on the
internet.
Right, right. But what happens is, and actually...
Unique products that you can't get anywhere else in a lot of cases.
Now, interestingly enough, there's actually reasons that we actually have a separate set of model numbers, because the underlying product, even where it's a common product that you can get elsewhere, they change the underlying product, so you don't actually know if it's really the same product, so we have to distinguish it.
You said there's some meat coming up in this story here.
Yeah.
We're going to get into more of it, because this is a big deal. If these states, in this case South Dakota and another three dozen of them,
right,
that are backing them, if they get their way, it's going to be a huge dent to the online retail marketplace and all of the customers who take advantage of it.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network, where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're right here at toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we are also online, of course, over at freetalklive.com, where we do accept a multitude of cryptocurrencies on the site. And we're pretty excited about cryptocurrencies in general here on Free Talk Live. If you want to donate crypto to Free Talk Live, head over to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our cryptocurrency donation page, which gives you different options like Dash, where Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. I actually used Dash last night at a local cafe. We went to, a couple of us went to karaoke. Rich Paul was in town, former co-host and sometimes still co-host. Rich Paul was with us, and Vincent and I and some other folks. We went out to Dee's Cafe here, which accepts Dash at the point of sale. You are a regular down there,
I am.
Chris, which is cool because they sell lunch as well as, you know, they're a bar kind of into the evenings as well. Because we have a real cryptocurrency economy here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It's like the cryptocurrency mecca. And right now the hot crypto on the marketplace, at least for retail, is Dash. And so you can learn more about it over at dash.org. It is fast. It can be private and easy. Fees are low, way lower than Bitcoin. We're talking about maybe a cent to 3 cents per transaction with Dash versus Bitcoin, which today I believe is at about $12 per Bitcoin transaction. So it's not even a comparison. Dash is, of course, decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone and take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. And there's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go learn more at Dash.org. So we've been talking about this news story, which is big, a big story, and that is that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be reviewing a case out of South Dakota.
Yes.
Where the South Dakotan government has an internet sales tax that they've passed that applies to any business, it sounds like, that has over $100,000 in sales or 200 sales per year. It's not clear whether that's the number of sales that has to happen in South Dakota or if it's overall for all of the U.S. I'm guessing the latter because they want as many people to qualify for this sales tax as possible.
I suspect so, too. And and you know, it's interesting because whatever the decision is, if it overturns Quill, which is basically what is the reason we don't have sales tax, unless there's Nexus, a business operates and has is operating from your state.
Mm-hmm.
If that gets overturned, then basically they're going to be able to do whatever any state is going to be able to do whatever they want when it comes to forcing businesses to collect sales tax.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, which is it's not.
What would you do? I mean, you said you were going to if this goes. I guess you'd said something. There was some sort of provision on which you would cut off South Dakotan customers from your business.
If this goes through, I will absolutely
if the Supreme Court rules in favor
South Dakota, and I will slowly probably increase the number of states where I cut off shipping to.
I mean, are you willing to cut off 35 states?
Because
then you're going to cut off some of your business, obviously.
That's a good question.
I mean, South Dakota is probably a small portion of your business.
I will absolutely...
New York? California?
I will absolutely... I will have to see how things unfold, but I will absolutely, initially, if that's the...
You do have international customers, but is that worth it to...
Well, you know, it's a business question, and I would still have to, you know, analyze things. But as out of principle, I will initially, if this were to go through, I would definitely cut off South Dakota at least. You know, I don't know how long I'm going to keep that up.
Think about the compliance costs. I mean, I just like to point out, this isn't like just you being, oh, I'm going to cut you off. It's you are a small business person, and think about how the compliance would be to try to follow 50 or 35 or, you know, 40 different state sales tax regimes.
I've had other businesses, actually, where I've had to get out of states in big part because of the complication of the sales tax where I was trying to operate the business, because some states, especially certain types of businesses, are already hugely affected negatively. And from what I've talked to other business owners, actually, they're actually not legally, they're not in compliance legally speaking. And I'll give you an example. In New Orleans has, I think we already talked about this on air.
You talked about the patchwork taxes in the New Orleans area.
So any business that basically is some sort of mobile operation, you know, maybe you do repairs.
Dog grooming,
right, whatever. Well, there's three cities there. There's multiple parishes.
Right.
There's the state. And then
they all want to cut.
Right.
They all have different rules.
And right. So what you end up having is businesses, one business owner I talked to about, you know, what do they do? How do they deal with this problem? Is they basically said they just collect as if they were not operating in different places within the state. But that's not like something they are legally able to do. That's just something that they do and kind of, you know, flout the law, hide under, mm-hmm. you know, kind of hide and hope nobody notices. But that's not something, you know, that's not really, I mean, basically you're saying, well, kind of just don't ignore the, I mean, if you ignore the law, then they can come after you. They can take everything that you've got.
Yeah. And as soon as you show up on their radar, they will.
Right. Right. It's highly dangerous. Like I said, I've already bailed out of a state. And this was a state that we had a physical operation mm-hmm. in. But because of the complications of operating a mobile business in that state, I decided it wasn't worth it and we got out.
I mean, imagine the form. The obedience, the filling out, the hours and hours that you would likely have to spend on this.
I've got
to hire somebody and pay you, so then you're paying extra.
You can't. Even if you wanted to. So I have another great story.
I bet Melanie would do it.
No, it's not even practical, and I'll explain why. Even companies,
no, of course it's not practical.
Even large companies like Amazon and Staples and these companies, I've already seen how things don't actually get applied. And I have an example with Staples. A very, very, very long time ago, I used to work at Staples doing computer
repairs. Were you on a Geek Squad?
Whatever.
What do they call it there? Do they have something else?
I don't know if they have a name for it.
Because I guess that's Best Buy's thing,
Geek Squad's
right? Maybe
Best
did.
Buy.
Okay. I don't remember. Anyway,
yeah.
But what I realized was when there was some laws that changed where I think it was – I don't remember what happened. So they didn't – in New Jersey did not tax services – but then they changed the law to start taxing services. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Not all services.
So like computer repair
services. Computer repair services. And what I realized was Staples did not actually comply with the law.
Awesome.
Well, but it wasn't intentional. And the point that I'm trying to make here is that if a major, a very large corporate operation with I don't even know how many stores, but they're all across the United States, thousands
hundreds.
Of stores,
yeah.
probably,
yeah.
Cannot comply with a single state's laws that they operate in. How is it that
– How's the little guy?
How is the little guy supposed to do it?
Yep. Great question.
So I did find finally that the legislation, Senate Bill 106 in South Dakota – specifies the remote seller's gross revenue of sales of tangible property,
gross
any
revenue.
Products transferred electronically or services delivered into South Carolina exceeds $100,000.
So we were wrong.
Or if there are 200 or more separate transactions into South Carolina.
Okay, so we were wrong about
or
that.
Or South Dakota.
Well,
I keep saying
partially.
South Carolina.
Only
South Dakota.
Because that's this law, it doesn't necessarily mean other laws in other states.
We're talking about this law.
Yeah. Which
right.
is in law and has been challenged now by Overstock. And I had a quote from them.
Yes.
We'll come back with that. Free Talk Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Dial toll free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can get the Blink home security system and you can get it very affordably compared to some of those wired systems. In fact, you can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one camera. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You order what you need. You can get more if you want. Yeah, it's up to you. Order what you need. You plug it all, or when I say plug it all in, I mean the one plug that you plug in, which is the outlet, or that's the wire that goes to the outlet, the power outlet, for the hub of the system, because all of the cameras are wireless at blinkprotect.com/FTL, which means the install time of this security system is very, very small compared to a typical wired camera system. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours there as we continue here. We're talking about a very disturbing court case that's going to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes.
Out of South Dakota. One of the people that is involved in this case that brought the challenge against the South Dakotan law that's going to require internet companies supposedly to pay a sales tax or to collect sales tax from their customers in South Dakota if they have over $100,000 in gross sales per year or 200 sales that are going to South Dakota. We finally found that out thanks to you for digging in to the law there, Daryl, to find that out.
Oh, it wasn't easy.
No, but you are good at that stuff, which is why you are the Liberty Lobbyist over at libertylobby.info, because you... I don't know if you enjoy it, but you can read and do successfully read a large amount of legalese and law and stuff like that.
Yes.
So there was a quote from Overstock, one of their board of directors members, and then we're going to get into what you said was a meaty portion of the story. I don't think we've even gotten to that yet.
Yeah, we haven't.
Yeah, so we're gonna do all that coming up here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so again, this story that I'm reading from briefly comes from the National Jewelers Association, the Jewelers of America, where one of their people, the president, says that this is a major milestone. Now the court has agreed to hear the case. We're optimistic it will recognize that Quill does not reflect the retail landscape that exists today. But Overstock, the only retailer of the three involved in the case that sells jewelry, sees things differently.
Just to be clear, that Jeweler Association is in favor of the state collecting the
sales tax. Correct.
Probably because they're mostly physical retail, and Overstock doesn't have any.
Right. They don't like the competition.
Jonathan Johnson, a member of Overstock's board of directors, says states do not have the power to conscript individuals or organizations that do not have a physical presence within their state to do the state's job of collecting a sales tax. It's a straightforward notion, and disregard for the precedent would have severe consequences for businesses and individuals.
Sure would.
He added that even if the Supreme Court decides to overturn Quill, Congress would still need to intercede in order to change federal law.
It's unworkable the way it is if you just overturn it.
Got it.
All right.
Because the existing federal law also exempts things not just sold on the internet, but the catalog. So if you buy something from like an Avon catalog, or buy something from TV that ships from New York City, then there's not the tax associated to that. So these things that they're calling, marketplace fairness, it's not fair, and it's targeting one specific type of retailer. It's not targeting everybody across the board, saying everybody has to collect sales tax, even the damn Girl Scouts.
Well, give them time. They'll get there. I mean, if they get their way on this, then it's just going to be, this is going to be a crazy change if the Supreme Court rules in favor of South Dakota.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
going to wreak havoc on internet sales of everything, basically.
There's no way. It would be impossible to comply with if you just eliminate it. It would be impossible to comply with every single
And should we
law.
Out the organizations that are part of this Marketplace Fairness Coalition?
Yeah.
Jewelers of America, the American Lighting Association, the American Supply Association, the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Hold on, how long is this list? We're only to the A's.
They're basically all A's and N's.
Okay.
The Auto Care Association, the Home Furnishing Association, the National Association of Electrical Distributors, National Association of College Stores, National Ski and Snowboard Retailers Association, and National Sporting Goods Association. The college stores, the people that sell...
The books. Yeah.
That are, you're taking this class? That book is $700 billion. Yeah. You can sell your kidney right over there. And no,
they hate that people sell those books online.
You can't actually wind up selling this book to another student because it's going to be a different book next year.
Right. Yeah, what a big scam.
Yeah. Right. And there was actually a lawsuit a couple of years ago about the overseas versions of college textbooks.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Whether or not those could be lawfully sold in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's, I forget the term, but it's like the first sell doctrine. Is that the term?
Yeah, first sell doctrine.
Yeah, so there was the claim that, no, selling it in the United States is the first sell. Doesn't matter that you bought 500 copies of it in Indonesia. That sell doesn't count because it didn't happen in America.
I see.
And the court, I believe, rightly said, no, sell that happens in Indonesia is the first sell, and then you can resell it in the U.S.
Well, what's more you were going to share from Bloomberg on this story?
Yeah, so, all right. The National Retail Federation, which represents both brick-and-mortar and internet-only sellers, this is really funny because there's no internet-only sellers that could possibly support this legislation.
Mm-hmm.
It would basically revert to being unfair for online sellers at that point. All right, said it was encouraged by the court's decision to get involved. We are hopeful it will lead to a positive outcome that reflects the realities of the 21st century commerce. The trade group's president, Matthew Page,
dude. It's so positive to fleece your customers.
Shea said in a statement, three court justices, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, and Anthony Kennedy, have expressed doubts about Quill. This is extraordinarily dangerous, the idea that the Supreme Court could overturn this. Kennedy said in 2015, Quill had produced a startling revenue shortfall in many states, as well as unfairness to local retailers and their customers. Though, you know, there's a solution to this problem. States need to cut the sales tax, so just eliminate the sales tax, and then your local businesses...
Yeah, oh, they're totally just going to do that.
Well,
right?
I mean... you know what? We have
tremendous revenue that comes in from the sales tax.
We have lots of states that don't. We have a handful of states that don't have it. So clearly, it's possible. It's clearly doable.
It is doable. That's true. But to abolish that state sales tax would mean abolishing whatever Department of Revenue, basically, or significantly reducing its role. And those bureaucrats are going to fight tooth and nail through their union to make sure they keep their jobs and have no reduction whatsoever.
He's only talking about removing the sales tax. He's not talking about removing every other tax that exists. You would still need the Department of Revenue to collect all of that theft.
That's true.
Well, but that you wouldn't need as many of them, right? Like, the sales tax is a huge, huge source of revenue
and
for
states. The five states without sales tax, Alaska, Delaware, Montana, New Hampshire, Oregon.
New Hampshire, the number one most free state of
all
the states.
And again, some of this, you know, there's... not technically a sales tax, and I'm using air quotes there because there is what they call the rooms and meals tax applies to
New Hampshire. Yeah,
short-term lodging and prepared foods.
9% on the lodging and the restaurant.
Yeah, I would.
And, well, it's not just restaurant. You go to a grocery store and buy one of the prepared sandwiches.
Sushi or something. Yeah.
That is prepared food. That is taxed.
Yeah. Well, New Hampshire isn't perfect. But it sure is. Sure is better than a lot of places.
I'm just pointing out that because there's not a sales tax, doesn't mean that certain purchases aren't taxed in these five states.
We've got more. Yes.
Yeah.
In moments, your calls, thoughts, certainly welcome on sales tax possibly coming to the internet in a state near you if South Dakota gets its way at the Supreme Court in the United States. Our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well. So feel free to Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We've also got our Discord, which is brand new. I mean, it's basically been here for about a week or so. At this point, and it's getting closer to having 200 members, which is pretty awesome. Those are people who are Free Talk Live listeners, some also Call to Freedom listeners. LRN.FM is our Liberty Radio Network, which is our little internet and satellite network that broadcasts dozens of liberty-oriented programs. And we've always had a chat room for as long as I can remember. But it's, you know, been the old school IRC, Internet Relay Chat kind of chat room for a long time. And this, this whole Discord thing's kind of a phenomenon. There's a lot of Discord chats out there. Oh, hey, I don't know who that was. We'll have to see about that.
Some user that entered a channel, apparently.
Anyway, that must be a show for later on tonight. Anyway, Discord is a chat app that allows you to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners via voice or via text, and it is free. Now, of course, it's also a centralized service that, you know, is run by some corporation that we're not really sure how they fund themselves. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're having chats. It's, you know, not a private chat system, but it is a chat system, and usually chats some just kind of fun stuff that you can go and do. And you can do that with other Free Talk Live listeners at discord.lrn.fm. And There's also the ability to call in through Discord. We've got the on-air call-in line, which sounds, I would say, as good as, if not better, than the Skype calls that we've been getting. So feel free to call in whatever way you feel is best. We've been talking about this South Dakotan sales tax that is intended to apply to all businesses who have more than $100,000 in sales in South Dakota, no matter where they are in the United States. What if they're going to try to impose this on worldwide businesses as well?
This is a very interesting question, because how do you enforce, because it's interesting, because in other countries, the way other countries operate, simply overturning Quill would not enable
a previous court
U.S.
decision.
State to collect sales taxes from a company shipping something from overseas. I mean, because again, this is the United States, we don't own the rest of the world. Now, in other countries, the way they deal with this problem is customs collects the tax on delivery of the product, or whoever's the carrier shipping or delivering the product, basically. But we don't have that here in the United States, in most cases. So the question...
Well, couldn't they just make customs do that here?
That's an interesting question. Well, obviously, with the way this if Quill is overturned, it would be the seller who is required to collect the sales tax, not a shipper, not a carrier, right? So theoretically, if this was simply overturned, then you probably could get away with shipping from Canada and completely bypass. Possibly. It would still be a
shipping cost
problem.
Is going to be increased somewhat.
Would.
But not that much.
Depending on, it certainly complicates things, but depending on the product and stuff.
Amazon could very well say, you know what, all right, well, see you later. We'll just move all of our shipping centers up to Canada or to Mexico, and we'll just ship from there.
It probably would be Canada, but yeah. Yeah.
But then you've got a lot of other problems that you run into with, are you going to move to Canada to run your small business, or are you just going to...
Why would he have to operate in Canada and then just ship from Canada?
Okay, and then what are the Canadian tax rules? And then you've got to deal with customs.
Hold on. There's already a free trade pact between the U.S. and Canada, which basically, when we ship to Canada, there's tax collected on delivery, but not there wouldn't be the other way around.
Huh.
So, right. Yeah.
Yeah, these business owners are going to figure this crap out. I mean, we're just sitting here just tossing ideas around. You better believe the board of directors over at Overstock has been seriously considering, what do we do with this?
Already operate a business internationally from multiple... I understand how this stuff works overseas. Yeah. I understand how Europe is doing it. And the way Europe does it is they have a tax... They force a tax of 20 to 25% on every single country in Europe. That's how they get away with it. The way they make it work is by it's not where the product is going. Once you're within Europe, it's not what a business collects in taxes is not dependent on where it's going. It's dependent on where it's shipping from. Generally, there's some.
Okay.
Exceptions to this, but generally speaking, that's how
the U.S.
operates.
Will be the reverse of that if this goes through. Where it is, where it's going, that will be the factor.
Yeah, exactly, and that's why it's one of the reasons it's unworkable. But of course, do you want to pay if you have a state where you pay no sales tax, like say New Hampshire, or lower sales tax, like maybe say you pay 6% because you're in Pennsylvania. Do you want to have to pay a 10% sales tax because the other states have a 10% sales tax?
Hell no.
Well, that's exactly how the system becomes workable. Your taxes pretty much go up everywhere except for maybe a few states where they're already as high, at the highest point.
This is bad news. Now, was there more that you wanted to share from Bloomberg on this?
Yeah. It's almost done. Let me just quickly finish this up, and then we'll go into the tax labels thing.
Yeah.
So, a case questionable even when decided, Quill now harms states to a degree far greater than could have been anticipated earlier, Kennedy wrote. It should be left in place only if powerful showing can be made that this rationale is still correct. It's absolutely still correct.
The rationale being that the states that don't have a sales tax... in the states that do have a sales tax, only those with companies with a nexus in
a
that
physical
state,
presence,
a physical building of some sort, those are the ones that
it
are only allowed.
It could also technically be a bank account or a subcontractor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's other things. Netflix actually has to do it. I'm actually curious about how they managed to pull that one off.
Netflix is collecting sales tax?
It's insane, but because it's their property that's going to another state. Wow. Yes. This is on DVDs.
So
basically,
they're trying to overturn that. Anyway, go ahead.
So Gorsuch, the newest Supreme Court justice suggested skepticism about Quill as an appeals court judge. And Thomas has said he would jettison the entire dormant Commerce Clause, saying it has no basis in the Constitution and has proved unworkable in practice.
He would jettison the Commerce Clause. Is that the Constitution that he's talking about there?
Sounds like it.
Okay.
Maybe I'm interpreting this wrong. I don't know. I don't know. Supreme Court justices are saying just blows my mind. They must not understand just how unworkable this is.
How could they understand? I mean, they don't know anything about business. They're a bunch of bureaucrats who, for their whole lives, have been sitting ensconced in, you know, the ivory towers of academia, or in this case, bureaucracy, in Washington, D.C., or wherever it is that they came from. Prior to that, they've probably never had a job since maybe they were a teenager or something like that. And they certainly don't understand owning a business or the obligations upon business owners to collect and obey these various different sales taxes and taxing regulations all over the place. They have no idea. All they know is what an attorney will tell them. That's all they know.
This is basically going to be the end to any kind of small business that is an online operation, because you can't comply with these laws. It's just not. It's not possible.
Unless you want to claim you have only sold, you know, $99,000 worth of inventory to South Dakota.
You can ignore the law. I mean, that's always an option.
Make me prove it.
But at the same time, you know, there's consequences to ignoring the law, unfortunately.
There can be.
And, you're basically the only thing that could possibly happen is you're going to create a huge, huge underground market, black market.
Let's talk about the compliance aspect of this because, you know, you said, you are a business owner. You run thinkpenguin.com.
I do, yeah. We sell computers.
Mm-hmm. Not just any computers, but privacy-oriented computer hardware.
Yeah.
And, you know, for people that are really into privacy, you're into Linux, this is the way you do it.
Oh, absolutely.
You go to thinkpenguin.com. You've got an international customer base. You've been doing this for how many years?
10 years.
So for a decade, you've got a decade's worth of experience at being an internet business. Right now, it's based in New Hampshire, which does not collect sales tax.
That's correct.
But your states that you're shipping to, many of them do. And you mentioned during one of the breaks that you can't figure out where your customer is based on their zip code, right? Like, as far as a database
that is the only way.
Who qualifies for what tax?
If you could do it based on the zip code, which you can't, if all we do is overturn Quill, it wouldn't be possible, because you've got different taxes within the same zip code. The political jurisdictions don't match up with any particular zip code. So you'd literally have to have a database with every single building in America to know what the tax is.
Let's continue. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.